I'm so excited to talk with you about you coming to Alberta. You're celebrating the anniversary of this child. And thank you so much for taking time out to talk with me.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me.
This Child was a groundbreaking album when it was released in 1995. And looking back, like 30 years later, what do you think made it resonate so deeply with listeners?
I think a couple of things. It was definitely a new sound, if you will. My producer, Chad Ershik, was in the studio with some wonderful musicians. And it was this opportunity to explore where do we go with this new sound. So I think we created something pretty unique. But there's also a series of songs on there that were very true to Indigenous roots. So whether it was my culture as an Inuk or OCM being from the Coast Salish or Hinanaho being Dene, I think there was some pieces of the project that were very gentle nudgers for other Canadians to hear us say, hey, we're still here. This is who we are. And I think that really resonated at that time.
And your music blends your culture with folk and pop. And how do you approach weaving your cultural heritage into your songwriting?
My approach at the time, and even now, is if I had to pick one lesson I've learned and that I am very grateful for during the writing of this child, it was that I had a full platform to work with. I was given access to this incredible platform. And so for me to start to discover kind of a deeper sense of courage to reconnect with it, that also becoming a healing tool, it was that reconnection that directed the writing and where the sounds and the music would go. And I think that began a kind of a deeper connection to contemporary Indigenous culture. Many of us live in urban settings, and there's a large population in urban settings now for all kinds of various reasons. And we're still very connected to our culture. My language is still my first language. And so the early writing was just that reinforcing of that for myself as a person, as an artist, and as a writer. And I think that it began kind of that reassertion that we are as much Indigenous living in urban settings as non are. And that was kind of my first lesson for myself.
Susan Aglukark joins me. She is coming to Alberta, bringing the This Child tour, and it's bringing the album to life in a new way with multimedia elements, local choirs, drum groups. What can we expect from these performances?
We've been able to bring, for most venues, the video support. Some venues don't have the capacity, so sometimes we can't share videos. But what they're going to hear is most of This Child. So we have the hit songs, obviously, OCM and Hinanaho. We have a couple of my favorites also, Pond Inlet and Casualties of War, we perform. So, you know, there's going to be a lot from This Child, but there's also going to be music from the other albums between This Child, Arctic Rose also, and then our current album, The Crossing, because the journey these last 30 years is pretty important to share, considering, and especially because we are living in some very critical times as Canadians. And I think we Indigenous have the space that we're given these platforms. We have to use these platforms to keep reasserting to our leaders, all levels of leaders, that there's still a lot of work to do. And here's why. And so the songs just give the listener a little bit of evidence that these are the disconnects. Here's how we heal those disconnects. And we Indigenous have to be involved at all levels in order for us to move forward in a good way. And so that's what the audience will hear.
You have a memoir coming out later this year. Can you give us a bit of a sneak peek into what we can expect from your story?
Yeah, so the memoir comes out in early fall. It starts in the beginning with the early story. I felt it was very important for my fans and readers to know that I had a beautiful childhood. I loved my life in my community. And without that part of my history, I would not have carried on in the way that I was able to with all of these wonderful supports. But there was a very clear line between my childhood and then we all know about the abuse. And so the rest of the story talks about living with the shadow and living under the shadow of it. So the reader is going to hear how discovering writing and the company of artists and musicians and touring has been such a critical part of my moving forward and healing enough to keep doing the work that I am doing.
And you're still doing it, and you are coming to Alberta. We're so excited. We cannot wait. We've got the link on our website to get tickets, and we'll also put up the link to your website for when your book comes out in the fall. ravenradio.ca is our website. Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.